Welcome to the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. 2 Timothy says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, what the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Haven't we all seen it? Friends playing a video game in the den and one losing, he can take it no longer and simply turns off the PlayStation. What happens when there is no reset or restart? An increasing struggle that we see in the youth of today is a lack of self-governance and self-control. This generation is so accustomed to making a bad move on the game of the week or their iPhone that they simply start over, refresh, and restart. I don't like the way that this is going, so trash it and start a new round, or for that matter, a new game. When you live in virtual reality, nothing is solid. Every situation, interaction, or choice can be edited. We can delete it, filter it, add bunny ears to it, and dress it up. Before you know it, it isn't reality at all. We've learned nothing. Everyone makes a bad move or decision. We all find ourselves down on the scoreboard or in a difficult place in life. But what happens if we have no platform for overcoming an obstacle? Our only recourse is to simply restart. We've not had to think through our current circumstance, consider options, make a plan, and then do the hard work of going for it. John 21:3-6, they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore that yet the disciples did not know was Jesus. He said to them, children, do you have any fish? And they answered him, no. He said, cast the nets on the right side of the boat and you'll find some. So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That night they caught nothing, and they were professional fishermen. Jesus comes along and asks if they had any fish, and with their reply of no, and by the way, we've been doing it all night, Jesus did not say, poor guys, come in, we'll start again tomorrow. Instead, he says, cast your net again. What if our young people never learn the discipline of casting their net again? Don't simply tee up another ball and start over. Play from the rough. Every shot isn't perfect. We don't win every game. We strike out. We get thrown out. We've felt down for the count. We've looked at a raging sea ahead and approaching army from behind. We felt hopeless. So have you, and so should your children. We've got to allow our kids to learn to overcome. We've got to allow them to learn to wield their sword. This is the Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and you can reach us at 354-2288.